Stadiums and sports venues, underused during the pandemic, have a new purpose now. Some are mass vaccination sites. Nick Delacanal from member station WFAE reports from the home of the Carolina Panthers, Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte.
All right, folks, step on into the white tent and have some fun.
It was close to a game day atmosphere outside Charlotte's Bank of America football stadium this weekend. Volunteers in neon vests were directing traffic as groups of pedestrians flowed toward the stadium, all bundled up in coats and ponchos to brave the cold, wet weather. There were older men wearing veterans' caps, some women dressed in saris, and elderly parents in wheelchairs pushed by their children. The crowds weren't here to watch a game, but rather to get their first dose of the Moderna vaccine. Among them was 69-year-old Mary Ann Logan. She says some of her friends have doubts about getting vaccinated.
I'm excited, but I'm a little scared.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why scared?
Because of everybody talking about, you know, not going to take it, all that. But, you know, just had to put that aside and think about it myself and other people.
She works as a local child care teacher, and she says she's grateful to be one of 19,000 healthcare workers and people 65 and older who snagged appointments for the Friday through Sunday event.
I'm 110.
Fred Griffey doesn't look it, though. Well, he's just kidding. He's actually 82, and he was impressed with the vaccination effort.
They have it down pretty good once you get inside, and they need a big space. I understand we're going to be 19,000 over the three-day period. You can't do it in a high school gym.
The stadium in Uptown Charlotte is just one of several sports venues to double as vaccination clinics in recent weeks. They also include Charlotte Motor Speedway and stadiums in Los Angeles, Miami, and elsewhere. Some are being used for COVID-19 testing before that. Dr. David Calloway with the Atrium Health Hospital System says many of these sports venues have infrastructure ideal for hosting these mass vaccination events.
If you want to move 10,000 people through a space, you know, an NFL stadium is a great place. They put 60,000 to 80,000 people through it on any given Sunday.
His hospital system sponsored the event with a coalition of local businesses. They hope to hold more of them at other venues around North Carolina in the coming weeks. And they're planning a follow-up event at this stadium 4 weeks from now to give people who came this weekend a second dose. For NPR News, I'm Nick Delacanal in Charlotte.